morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. Hello, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every day. Can you believe it's already the 18th of September? This month is moving pretty fast. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann, and if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in this morning, and I'm getting wonderful feedback. As you know, we're planning on October 1st to go live 2 hours every single morning, Monday through Friday. Really excited about that. And so we're planning ahead for that. You're going to have an incredible guest and, of course, open up the phone lines that second hour starting October 1st to get more of your feedback and input in the conversation each and every day. So excited to have in the studio today our friend Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency. Hello, Bill. How are you today?
Good morning, my friend. How are you doing?
Oh,
good to be here.
It's good. You know, it's been an interesting last, I don't know, week and
yes,
a half with all the fires and all the stuff happening in our communities. And I certainly have been thinking about you and your wife, Lisa, as you're in the insurance field.
Yes.
So essential to everyday life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you and I, we've talked about these things in the studio about how important it is to have a plan, right?
And good insurance. And you find out what you have when it's time like this.
When you need it. So talk to me a little bit about where you're in the Newburgh area. That's where you
Correct.
Live, but your business is all over and you have
Correct.
A lot of clients in mm-hmm. this area. Talk to me a little bit of what you're seeing in your area.
Well, a lot of evacuations. So mm-hmm. level one, level two, level three evacuations. And the insurance and additional living expense on some policies are tied to that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're evacuated at various levels, then you can get access to your additional living expense on your policies. And so there are some people who have lost their homes, some people that have really been struggling through that, and lots of calls of people say, hey, you know, what's my coverage? Is the policy active? Is everything okay? You know, what do I have going on? And it's nice, I think, for people to be able to call. I work for an awesome company, Country Financial, and we get to have people here locally helping.
Mm.
It isn't your 800 number that you call and you might get somebody who's heard of the fires happening.
Right.
We actually are in the fires. And so that's been great for people. I think it's very reassuring for them.
Mm-hmm.
They can know that we're there for them. We are right here in the local area. And when they call, we'll pick up the phone. In particular, I will. So that's been really good.
So when we're talking about insurance, I'm thinking about some of these families that are displaced. And maybe it's not even safe to go back in their home. They don't know if they have a home yet or not, because some of these areas
mm-hmm.
they're just now starting to get into, right?
Right.
So typically, I guess it depends on the policy. It'll probably be what you'll answer.
Mm.
But a good policy would have compensation if you're displaced from your home.
Correct.
Because of this kind of...
Right. It's usually called additional living expense. Other companies might call it something different. But essentially what it means is if you're ordered by law to leave or evacuate your home for your own safety, then there can be some help for you on your policy in the form of additional living expenses. So I had one client actually send me an email earlier thanking me for keeping in contact with her. She's almost 6 months pregnant.
Mm.
And we paid to put their dogs in a boarding facility. She's staying with friends. We were paying them a per diem amount to kind of keep them, you know, to help them with expenses while they're out away from their home. So
mm-hmm.
that was really helpful for them. And so she was very grateful for that.
Well, and it's interesting because I know sometimes, like if you're in an automobile accident, in
mm-hmm.
my past, if I've had an accident, someone's run into me or whatever, and I don't have my car, if I have the right kind of insurance, I'll have rental insurance. But
exactly.
sometimes what that looks like or has looked like for me was you got a $30 a day rental car,
mm-hmm.
you know, and anything above that you have to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fortunately, the government has said, you know, hotels don't jump your prices up, things like that. But is a lot of these policies, do they have a cap rate per day, or they just, how does that even work?
Well, that's really a claims question. And
mm-hmm.
it depends on the amount of additional living expense that you have on your policy. And usually that is a percentage of the total dwelling amount of coverage on
gotcha.
The policy. Some people can have $60,000, $70,000. I know when we had water damage in our own home, and my daughter was going through cancer treatment, we mm-hmm. couldn't stay in the home because any exposure at all for to molds or mildews, mm-hmm. you know, could have cost her life. So mm-hmm. we had to go and spend 2 or 3 weeks away from home.
Gotcha.
And country paid for all of that and helped us secure those residences as
well. Oh, that makes a really good sense. And typically, an insurance policy would have some sort of deductible, right?
Correct, yes.
And so these families would not only they're losing everything, but they're also having to maybe come out of pocket with some deductibles, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
That really depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. That's a good claims question. I know we've set up response centers in Salem and I think also in Medford. So we have local people on the ground mm-hmm. who can answer those kinds of questions. I can. Other people that are claims adjusters can answer those questions and make sure people have a full, complete understanding of how the deductibles apply, if they apply to certain coverages or if they don't, and what that means for them for that particular point in time.
And if they're in a point of need and they know that there's a deductible, sometimes other agencies will step up and help with a deductible. In fact,
correct.
We're talking about here at the radio station having a fundraising day, a day mm-hmm. of giving where we can raise funds to assist families mm-hmm. that might have those kinds of challenges. And I think that's a practical way, practical solution. When you're getting these phone calls, are you finding that people are going to rebuild, stay in the area? Have you gotten that far into it? Because
really,
there's been a lot of questions about that.
We really haven't gotten quite that far yet. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of calls about, well, what does my policy have? And I'd like to increase my coverage limits. And of course, well, now we're in a moratorium. So once you're in a moratorium phase, you can't really make changes. You certainly can't add additional coverages to policies during that particular point in time. Mm-hmm. So it's that classic, oh gosh, I wish I had not tried to save the $3 every 6 months.
Okay,
because now I really want...
Okay, now I'm curious. Moratorium. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and define that a little deeper.
So anytime there's a massive loss or casualties in an area, I should say losses or potential for losses, mm-hmm. there's a temporary freeze put on any new business in that area. So if, for example, you happen to know that there's a fire coming or you're in an area where there are things burning down and you want to call up your insurance person and increase your limits on your policy in anticipation of that, that sort of sidesteps the pure risk doctrine.
Mm.
Insurance is based on pure risk. So if we have people that are increasing their coverages, knowing they're going to have a loss or anticipating they're going to have a loss, then if enough people do that, that has the effect of driving up premiums for everyone.
Oh, sure.
So we don't want to do that. We want to say, okay, well, here's where you were when you started.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you thought you'd be, and this is where you are for now.
Gotcha.
And then when we get past this, certainly that's a good conversation to have at that point and increase those limits as you see fit from there.
Now, there are a lot of folks that are not affected, but mm-hmm. are close. Mm-hmm. You know, they've not, like Salem, mm-hmm. there's no evacuation order here. Mm-hmm. We're not even on awareness, even though it had been 20 miles away, right? Mm-hmm. But this is certainly something that people need to be aware of. What do they need? If you're in a rental like we are, you mm-hmm. should have renter's insurance, correct? Yes, and you should look at what your levels are and all of that. If it would have come through Salem, you know, this is something Terry and I just had a conversation about. Would we have had enough? Is it enough? I don't know. These are things that, fortunately, a little bit later today, we're going to talk about these things, right? And take a snapshot and go, got to look at this and make sure. But we're not in a directly affected area.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that we could advance or add to? Are we okay to do so?
Sure. So it depends on the type of moratorium. Right now, it's by county.
Okay.
And sometimes it's by zip code. Some companies do it by zip code. We're doing it by county at this particular point in time. And so we'd have to wait until things kind of get better.
We're in Marion County because part of
correct.
Marion County is
so Marion County and Polk County and those kinds of things.
Okay.
So we'd want those things to change for the better before we make those changes. But certainly, renter's insurance is, I think, one of the most misunderstood insurances out there. Renter's insurance covers your personal liability if you do something to harm someone, either mm-hmm. physically or economically, around the world, frankly.
Wow.
It covers your personal property, wherever it is in the world. But it also does provide for additional living expenses. So you do have that component that you can get as well.
Okay.
So renter's insurance is a very, very important part of protecting your assets as you grow them, for sure.
Well, and I think that's something that a lot of people think, well, I'm just renting. I don't have physical property, but you also have to think of what's in your apartment or your home that you're renting.
Yeah, you don't have the dwelling. That. You don't have the dwelling. Right. You have the personal property and you have liability, because you certainly do have personal liability. Everybody has that risk as they go about their lives.
Others are really concerned about the looting that's going on. Maybe their house survived, but they're not allowed to live in it yet, and there's potential looting. That is another reason to have good insurance,
that's correct.
Right?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, these are all good questions, and I'm certainly concerned about the counties around. There's Clackamas County. What
Clackamas
county are you in?
Clackamas? I'm in Yamhill.
Yamhill County, Marion County, all of these counties
Polk
that
county.
Are Polk County are affected.
Clackamas has been hammered.
Clackamas has been really hammered, and certainly our frontline workers. And I know Country Financial is really dedicated to coming alongside too and doing a lot of community active things. What kinds of things have you watched your colleagues do during this time?
Well, in fact, I got an email earlier from my good friend and my boss, Todd, and we talked in that email was the opportunity to support the firefighters. And so we're already gearing up to do those kinds of things and provide, you know, whatever it is they need in order to do their jobs.
Well, and we heard this morning a testimony, and it was a pretty profound, actually, of a gentleman who came over to assist from another state, that he had never witness such community support ever. And I thought, wow, that's a great testimony of Oregonians compared to what the media has been telling about our Portland prior to this, the 100 days of riots and everybody thinking that we're falling into the ocean kind of thing, right? And so Oregonians are stepping up and we're really making a difference. And that's so exciting. And it is important to know what we need to do in times like this, right? And when we talk about making sure we have adequate insurance, I know that you have a term for that. It's something about risk. What is your term?
Proper risk assessment or risk management.
For your personal belongings.
Well, for you personally. I mean, corporations and businesses of all kinds and sizes engage in risk management. It's no less important for the individual than it is for anybody else to do that.
Yes, and there are services and help as far as finding clothing and things to get you through in the meantime. But don't forget to contact your insurance agent and ask them. And if you need assistance, and some people don't even know where to begin.
Right.
They left everything behind. They may know their insurance person. And again, the difference between having someone personal, local, versus a 1-800 number is huge,
Huge.
It's really huge. Yep. Yes, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and I want to remind you today as far as the weather. Yeah, we'll see temperatures in the 60s. There's a chance of some precipitation. We're going to continue to pray that the rain comes and no lightning, right? And the winds diminish so we can continue to get a containment on these wildfires that are hitting our area, and certainly keeping our eyes open on what's going on. I'm so excited to have Bill Sunderland in the studio. Bill, what is your website?
It is sunderlandagency.com.
And what is your phone number?
503-885-0789.
Want to encourage you today, if you don't have an insurance agent, you're thinking about purchasing a home and or maybe getting a different car, this would be a great time to get in contact with Bill. Bill, after this break, I want us to talk a little bit more about what's going on with money in the world today.
Okay.
Of course, before the fires, we had the pandemic, but certainly we have things happening in our world that we need to be paying attention to, right?
That's right.
And so we'll get back to that. Wanted to let you know that we have this weekend on Sunday, the 20th, the 40 Days of Life. Yes, it's going to be officially kicking off September 23rd through November 1st. But this Sunday, September 20th, from 3 to 4 p.m. at Planned Parenthood, 40 Days for Life. You can check it out at 40daysforlife.com/Salem. And if you can spare an hour or two to potentially save a life, become a volunteer, be sure to get a hold of Bob Snyder, BobWillie2@hotmail.com, or give him a call at 503-480-9374. We can all do our part to stand for life. If you have a public service announcement, something that's going on in the community, your church, ministry, nonprofit organization that you'd like to promote, maybe you've got a campaign activity, whatever it is, let us know. We'd certainly like to put that on our community calendar and share that with our listeners. Send me an email, Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. We'd love to partner with you. And if you have a suggestion too of someone that would come on the show in the future, it'd be a great story interview. We'd love to partner with you in that. You can send me an email. You can find us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. It's time now for a break. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Friday and every day. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with you on this Friday. Yes, TGIF, thanking God it's Friday. So excited to have our co-host today, Bill Sunderland, one of our show sponsors. Thank you, Bill, for...
Good morning again.
Thank you for being here and sponsoring. You know, we've had fun over the last few months. You've even gotten to go to Sturgis.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been on the show with Terry and I. Yep. We've just had all kinds of fun, and it's so good to get your perspective and your insight on these things that I think we kind of, we know we need to have insurance. We know that it's important, that it's mitigating our risk, our personal risk, our business risk, all of those things. It's called planning ahead and be prepared in the moment. And we have seen that in real life up close.
That's right.
Not only with the pandemic and people's lives being upended over that, but now with the fires in the area. Talk to me a little bit of the kinds of things you're seeing. Here you have people calling you up and saying, hi, glad you're my insurance agent. By the way, what do I do next?
What do I do now?
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit
about
that.
Well, you know, it's funny. Insurance is, the times like this are a little bit of an object lesson, aren't they? Because no one likes to talk, well, very few people, I do, but very few people like to actually talk about insurance. Oh, I'll never need that. Or, oh, come on, this is, but now is the time when you realize how valuable it can be. Mm-hmm. And so I've never, ever heard anybody say, oh my goodness, we've had a loss. Thank goodness we didn't have the coverage and I saved $10 a month. I've never heard anybody say that, but I have heard someone say, thank goodness we increased the limits and thank goodness we're covered. Mm-hmm. I get that all the time. And so you just have to think about, okay, well, what do you have that you care about? You know, some people, there's some things they don't necessarily care about, and that's fine. If they want to let those things go, that's great. But, you know, businesses, homes, you know, treasured memories of things that they have in their lives, old classic cars, boats, whatever the case may be, you know, you have to understand what you have. And then you have to manage the risk of losing that correctly. Mm-hmm. And so that's the key piece. I've seen all kinds. I mean, we have a town near here, Detroit Lake, and it's a very popular place for people to go on and vacation. Beautiful lake, wonderful place for people to go and water ski and swim, have picnics, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. That town's essentially gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, marinas and restaurants, you know, businesses that people have passed down in their families for generations, businesses they've been working on and laboring over for years are just gone. And I look at that and I go, gosh, you know, I sincerely hope that somebody cared enough about those people to actually have those uncomfortable conversations. You know, I'm experienced, I'm older, you know, I don't have any problem with rejection. Mm-hmm. In fact, some days I thrive on it because I know that if somebody is, I've finally gotten under somebody's skin and made them think about what they have and what they need to protect. That's part of my job is to really have those tough conversations with people. And so that I think about that and I think about all the losses and I think, gosh, I just hope somebody has taken the time to get really uncomfortable with someone about those things and really dig in and ask them, hey, you know, what would your life look like if you didn't have the income and you didn't have these businesses, you know, you didn't have your home, that kind of thing. It's so critically important to do. It's, you always want to make sure that your customers, your clients are well protected.
Well, and how satisfying it is to know that you've had those uncomfortable conversations with your clients, and when they have a need, guess what?
That's right.
And you say, and guess what? What else? We have this element to your insurance, and this will be taken care of. Well, what about this? Mm-hmm. What about the rental of the hotel room or the secondary apartment till my place gets fit? Oh, and we have it. We look
That's
at this.
Right.
This is in your policy, you know? Yeah. And so it is important that we have these conversations, and I want us to use this as a time to kind of reset. We've been doing that already with the pandemic and kind of looking at life and how we're doing things. This really is getting us aware of what we need to do. I've heard people talk about, you know, if you're not affected right now, personally mm-hmm. by the fire or any kind of emergency, the things to do to prepare, you need to take video, mm-hmm. make sure that you have everything documented,
critical.
your important assets in your home, the things of importance to you, mm-hmm. track it, have it stored elsewhere, somewhere else, you know, making sure that those valuable items are in for theft and the looters too,
That's
you know,
right.
that you have serial numbers on things, right? Mm-hmm. What other things are we missing?
Well, I have to tell you, that's an outstanding point. Videotaping your personal property, your personal possessions is hugely critical.
Mm-hmm.
the serial numbers and model numbers and those kinds of things is just really, really important to do. You can prove you had it. It mm-hmm. was there before and now it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes the job of the insurance company orders of magnitude easier.
Yes.
You know, now we're talking about replacing something we know was there before. We know what its value was. We know what it, you know, we know it was a double cassette deck or mm-hmm. well, I'm dating myself here, but I mean, you know, we know what you had because we can see right here on the video that was there. Really, really important. Again, no one likes to walk around their house and take video of their personal possessions, but it's one of those key things you don't think about until you really need it. And then you really need it.
Right. And as far as your important documents, how mm-hmm. should they store that? Like titles to your car, any kind of legal documents, your passports, things like that. How should they be storing
Have you ever heard
things?
Of Bob?
Bob?
You ever heard of Bob? Yeah. Bug out bag.
Oh, bug out
you
bag.
You can go to Staples or any good office supply store and you can get these expandable, like accordion box files, mm-hmm. and you can store all of your critical data in those. And even if you have a safe, you can put that whole thing in your safe. And if you need to get out quick, you go in, you grab that thing by the handle and you run with it. And
okay.
it's got your will, it's got your car titles, it's got your mortgage documents, it's got any other things that are important, your powers of attorney, your advanced directives, all those things
mm-hmm.
that are critical pieces to being able to prove who you are, to prove the relationships you have established, to prove what's supposed to happen in case certain things happen and don't happen. Critical. Those are really important.
The other thing that I've heard that to add to that too is any kind of medical data that
mm-hmm.
you have, that if something happened to you, people needed to know what medications you're on, making sure a lot of people, that I heard testimony of people who forgot their medication. They got
That's
out of
right.
the house, but they didn't even have their medications.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are pretty important too. So a Bob, huh?
Yeah, bug out bag. It's a very common phrase that I hear.
Is it like a backpack?
Well, it can be. It can be anything. It's literally anything. It can be a backpack. It can be a duffel bag. It can be an expandable file. Whatever it is, you decide.
Okay. When I go home today, I'm going to say, okay, Terry, I need a Bob in my life. He's
going to
go,
life.
What?
You need a what?
Oh, we're having fun this morning talking about insurance needs and what to do and kind of just getting perspective on where we're at right now. Certainly there's been so much going on, and here at the radio station I want you to know that we're looking at ways that we can impact our community for good. Be tuning in as we'll reveal even in the next few days what that looks like. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning, Salem. Hi, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every day. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you as we continue to move through this morning. I want to remind you, don't forget to check out our brand new website, kslm.news. We have wonderful resource links there that can help you stay informed on what's going on. Maybe you're wanting to know about the fires and containment and issues and closures and all of those kinds of things. We have some resource links right at the top. We're working on a menu drop-down button also for our election 2020 and making sure that you're one registered to vote, that when you do vote and get your ballot that you can track it and all of those things. We're going to have that information there for you as well. We're so excited to have that. And of course, tell your friends and family you can listen to us live every morning, starting at 6 a.m., you can listen to Jeff, and at 7 a.m., you can listen to my show right here that you're listening to now. Let your friends and family know right here in the Pacific Northwest, but also around the country. They can tune in, find out what's happening here in Oregon. A lot of people are curious about the fires, about the riots, all the things going on. And moreover, here's the interesting thing that's going on in Oregon, and I've got a co-host with me this morning, Bill Sunderland. Thank you for being here.
Oh, yes. Thank you for having me.
Yes. He's with Country Financial. He's one of our show sponsors, and he is bringing all kinds of wisdom to the table. Oh, Bill, this is
kind.
A very interesting time politically because it's showing right now so many people are dissatisfied at how the government's handling the fires, the pandemic, the unemployment issue. There's been like an epic fail on so many different levels for Oregonians. Everyday Oregonians are feeling the pinch, right? Mm-hmm. And they're dissatisfied with the way the government has been handling these situations. Mm-hmm. And so you know what insanity is, right?
Yes.
It's doing the same thing over and over and
expecting a different result.
That's
yes.
exactly right. And so they're saying, we're going to do something different at the polls this year. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The polls are revealing that people are saying, we're going to do something different.
Yeah.
And so even if these Republican candidates that are running don't have oodles of money to run and do the typical ads and things on TV, people are like, they don't need to because I already know I'm going to vote different.
Right.
I'm going to vote out the ones who've been in all this time and bring in some new people to make some new decisions because things have got to change, right?
Right, absolutely.
And so it's important that we get engaged.
Yes.
It's important to vote. Do you remember the first time you were voting?
Oh, I do remember. Boy, now this is taking me back a little ways. Let me think about this because it might have been Reynaldus Magnus.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been the 1980 election.
1988?
In fact, 1980. Well, it would have been 1980, I think, because I was 18 at that time, I think. I lost track of time.
Let me see. In 80, I know how old I was.
Well, actually, yes. No, it would have been 88.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would have been 'cause that's right, because high school was 88.
Yeah. Yep, and we met in 87.
That's true, yeah.
86. I think
86.
Maybe we met in 86.
We met
no,
86.
We're
I still have
ourselves.
The t-shirt.
went on mission trips to Mexico.
We did,
pretty
yeah.
dang cool.
It was cool.
And all these years later, we're still friends.
Yeah.
The cool thing is when we vote, how powerful that is.
It is.
I think some people are like, oh, my vote doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't have time for that. Or I'm so tired of the fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Our vote makes a difference.
Huge difference.
Because these folks are empowered to make decisions that affect our day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some stuff going on right now in government on a national level.
Mm-hmm.
Decisions being made for us economically, right? We did the stimulus bailout one, and they've been going back and forth and trying to come up with a plan. And in that original stimulus bailout was lots of money for, what, libraries?
Mm-hmm.
Things, national shrines and things like that, because the Dems got it in there.
Right, a lot of pork that was put into that. Yeah, well, and I think people aren't dumb, and when they see things changing their lives to the worst, some people do. They wake up and they go, gosh, you know, I really am in control of my own life.
Right.
And when they realize that, when they grasp that, they can really get a hold of that. I think people begin to realize that, hey, I can have my voice heard. And I'm not talking about a plastic banana Facebook voice heard, because that we know that's just not real.
Right.
I'm talking about in a tangible, real way, through voting, through community work, through giving to those in need, you know, through getting active and involved in charitable organizations or faith-based organizations, whatever it is that they choose to do, the schools, for example. I think people are beginning to realize, you know, we can have our voice heard and we can make a difference and move things in a positive direction. When people think that they can't do that, or when they think that, I call it, and I think some maybe, it may be a psychological term, you know, it's called external locus of control. When someone believes the world controls them and they don't have the ability to have a control over their own life, that's when you start slipping into that despair.
Right.
That's when you begin to believe the lie, which is you can't change your life for the better. And my perspective is quite the opposite. I believe we're all on this beautiful journey. We get to decide who we associate with. We get to decide how we care for our bodies. We get to decide how we build our minds. We get to decide how we build our faith. We get to decide how much money we make. You know, we have the ultimate say in how we captain our own lives.
Right.
And when you deal with people like that, that's when you start, things start happening. That's when you can really make things happen. And that's exciting stuff.
It's manifestation and momentum. And when those two come together, you can really impact for good. You really can.
That's right.
And we're seeing some of that, witnessing some of that with all this collaboration. A lot of these business owners who themselves have been hit by the pandemic, they're turning around and they're helping others, and they're providing meals. They're doing things, you know, for the frontline workers, and people are joining them in their efforts. And I know for me, I'm certainly going to patronize those businesses that are risking it all, and their bottom line has already been affected. I'm going to go and eat in those places that I hear and see that they're out there working, and I'm going to vote with my my capitalistic
with
ability
your dollars.
With my dollars. Yes, but also how important it is these elections to pay attention and ask the right questions, and make sure that their rhetoric follows through with their personal actions. And it's good to evaluate that, right?
Well, and you see a lot of what we're talking about in the rioting and in the BLM, if you will, that whole conversation. You see a lot of that external locus of control. I'm angry because I believe someone hasn't given me what I deserve. Or I'm angry because I'm not where I want to be in life. Or this person did that or said that other thing to me, right? That is exactly the opposite of how a vast majority of this country thinks and believes, and completely antithetical to anything this country was built on. This country wasn't built on people destroying other people's businesses, lives, homes, harming other people. That's not the American story, right? And so those attitudes and those actions and those activities have zero place in the conversation. There's no seat at the table for those kinds of people.
Those random acts of injustice done some random place far away from here, you acting badly, it doesn't justify that. These riots and tear people's businesses down, and it makes no sense. And again, I'll continue to say, where are the charts that measure the common sense? We need to continue to be equipped with the facts.
Right.
And the resources in our community to know that, hey, this doesn't line up. And when you have senators and congressmen and women that come back into our state and for a photo op, you know, in front of a destroyed building, I'm sorry, it's just not enough. I'm loving that these candidates that are running for office who are tied into the community, already working in the community, are rolling up their sleeves and they're getting involved in delivering food and being their hands, feet, whether they're running or not, they would be doing this, right?
Right, exactly.
And they're using their position in a sense and their network of good for good, whereas these other individuals who are part of the swamp, in my mind, just come in for photo op, a fly in and fly out kind of thing, and talk again of what they've been, what they're going to do.
Well,
and they haven't been doing it.
Well, and some of these people really do, and you know them. We know one that's in Portland and one in Salem. We know who they are. And the only thing they know about leadership is it's on the same page in the dictionary as lead. That's it. That's all they understand about it. And they understand and they know these are the kinds of people who want the vast majority of people to believe that there is something outside of them controlling their lives. Because that's how they derive their power.
Right.
Without that belief, without getting people to believe that, they have no legitimate power. And that's what scares them the most, I think.
It kind of reminds me of the metaphor, the story of the roaring lion who's roaring so extremely loud and so scary, and you get up close and he has new teeth.
Yep.
You know, that's what it reminds me of is that fear and rhetoric and things to stir up the pot, but they have no real life solutions.
And no compassion. They had compassion, they would see that the way to help people become independent, happy, self-actualized people is to do exactly the opposite of what they've been saying and doing.
Exactly. And I'm a firm believer that the best leaderships is really the ones who get in the trenches and serve. They yep. show up, they serve, and it's kind of, you know, we've seen, you and I have seen organizational charts all our life, right? Oh, yeah. And it's usually a pyramid. Even the self-actualization chart, did I even say that right?
Yeah.
Is a pyramid, right? If you remember that going through psychology.
Mm-hmm.
But the true leadership, the pyramid has like, it gets really, really tiny at the top and then the bottom feeders, mm-hmm. or they say sometimes. Mm-hmm. Well, a true leadership, in my mind, you flip that.
You flip it upside down.
You flip it upside down, yep. and the true leader supporting all of the, and it flows up, not flows down.
Yeah, you really want people to reach a place in their lives where they feel really good about who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that and to support that is not providing free stuff. It's teaching people how to build stuff and build their lives for themselves.
And that is, you know, it's the analogy of giving them a fish or teaching them how to fish, right?
That's right.
Yes, and we're all about empowering and engaging and instructing and coming alongside and coaching, and it's just a good day. We still got to talk about this cashless thing, right?
You still
haven't
gotten
around to that yet. We'll get to that. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every day. I promise you, we're going to hit the subject when we get back. Thanks for tuning in. Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, together on this Friday. What do you have planned for this weekend? Well, I encourage you to stay tuned throughout the weekend. Don't forget, we've got a great lineup, and I encourage you to go to our website, kslm.news, and look at our weekend lineup. We have some fabulous shows, including the Terry Soul Show, which plays on Saturday and then again on Sunday. So if you miss it on Saturday. And anyway, I just think it's fun to kind of get to know the different programs. In fact, we have a real estate program on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We have a car program. We have a gun program. We have Mickey Garris's Patriot program. I mean, we have all kinds of stuff even on the weekend. So make KSLM a regular part of your routine. Bill, I'm so glad that you're in the studio with me today.
Me
Bill
too.
Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency, and he's been a great resource today talking about insurance. Of course, certainly our hearts are continue to go out to all of the victims and those that are away from home right now, evacuated. As we continue to go through the weekend, hopefully we'll have a chance of rain continuing, and hopefully this containment, the numbers will continue to mm-hmm. go up, and the weather's kind of shifting. We are in fall, mm-hmm. and it's been interesting because a lot of people have been, you know, schools kind of starting up again, and
that's right.
And it's been, some are like distance learning. I know you've got kids at home and you're mm-hmm. working on your school plan, right? And you're working from home,
yeah.
and you're trying to assist your clients. We've been talking about that we're going to get to this subject. There have been
eventually.
A lot of people talking about this whole push for cashless,
mm-hmm, right.
a cashless society, and you go through like different places. I'm sorry, we're not taking, you have to use your card, certainly during the pandemic. You,
mm-hmm.
We won't take cash because it's dirty or
it's dirty,
something.
Yeah.
Who knows, can't get change. We won't give you change.
Mm-hmm.
We'll round up.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us a little bit of what is this about? What do you suppose?
Well, I'm not entirely sure where it got its start, where its genesis is. I know that it's probably not a great idea. There's a lot of flexibility in your ability to go and purchase things that you want, goods and services that you want and need in your daily life. There's a lot of flexibility and a lot of convenience by being able to put a card down or transact in a way that is convenient for you. I think to take that step from convenience over to you must use certain types of payment to buy the goods and services you need is probably not a great leap to make. It's one thing to say, okay, you can use your card, you can use your debit card, you can use your credit card, you can use checks, that kind of thing to pay for goods and services, or you can use, you know, cash or coins, those kinds of things. But when you start to say you can only use cards and you can't use cash, you're doing several things, I think, that are not often talked about. Number one, there are some people out there that cannot afford the phones to put these programs on.
Right.
So are we going to give them all phones? You know, where does that conversation start and end? There are lots of people who handle transactions with prepaid, you know, cards. Mm-hmm. And they're sometimes accepted in some places, not in others. So whenever you introduce an idea and you say, well, this is going to make it more convenient for people to do business with us, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. When you start to take away their choice and you start to tell them how they're going to live their lives and how they're going to transact business, that's an entirely different conversation. That's where you start getting into kind of that dangerous area where now you're telling people how they're going to live their lives. That's not a good thing, I think.
Well, and I think it in a sense is a demotivator, because I don't know how many times I have helped people out, even growing up. I mm-hmm. babysat for cash. Mm-hmm. I did side jobs growing up, mm-hmm. you know, as a teenager, you know, people mow lawns. Mm-hmm. You just think about the power of a $10 bill or a $20 bill. And when I first made my first $100 bill and had it in my hand, and the power of cash. And I always liked to, when I did budget classes mm-hmm. years ago, right out of college, I had a contract where I taught budgeting and, mm-hmm. and finance and things at Consumer Credit Counseling. Mm-hmm. We talked about, you know, how do you spend faster? Mm-hmm. Do you spend it faster when you have cash and you're paying, or do you spend it faster on a card?
Well, when you take away the emotional connection of spending, and this is an often discussed conversation, when you take that away, though, you remove that incentive to save, and you remove the disincentive to spend. Mm. And that may be part of the overall sort of quote-unquote evil plan. I don't have any idea. But you at some point, you have to realize the value that having, I guess we call it hard currency, but coins and cash. There are lots of ways to teach children how to manage money when they can see it and feel it. Mm-hmm. There's a tangible thing. They can learn to count it. They can learn about mathematics. They can learn about economics. They can learn about the kinds of fundamental things that everyone needs to know. It doesn't matter what your station in life. You all need to know how to manage money and how to make it work for you. I had a conversation here just with a young lady here who's 17 years old, and I'm helping her kind of prepare to begin saving and getting her retirement funds together. And I talked about, so tell me, so you started work in September, and it's now almost September, and we'll take away a little bit of COVID stuff. And so how much money have you earned? She's earned about $6,500. Mm. And you know how much she saved? $1,000. Mm. She goes, wow, where'd that all go? I said, yeah, where'd it all go? Mm-hmm. You know, you were well on your way.
Right.
To being able to, so when you take away the emotional part of spending, and you make people spend electronically, I think that's a really dangerous thing to do for a lot of reasons.
Well, I don't know how many times I've been able to buy a vehicle with cash, mm-hmm. right? And you go and you're evaluating it, and you've got cash in hand, and mm-hmm. and you're looking at the vehicle, and maybe they, let's just for fun say they want $2,000 for it, and I've got $1,700 in cash right there. Mm-hmm. Cash, there is an emotional, because when you see it right there and you're like, I might lose out, you know, for waiting for $300. I'm going to take the cash. I need it right now. Cash has power. There's some power in that. And it is important. You learn fractions, mm-hmm. right? Math, solid math.
It's huge.
Saving our change. I know when I worked in the pro-life movement, mm-hmm. we change in the baby bottle. Mm-hmm. You don't realize how much change there's in your pocket. You dump it in there, and we say, bring your change in. And, mm-hmm. and that generated sometimes $15,000, $16,000 in a campaign that benefited our pregnancy center. And mm-hmm. so I think about all of those things and taking that away, how that will affect our society.
Well, and there's a tracking aspect to it, although that is a little bit Orwellian. You know, there is some concern over privacy. You know, cash and spending and earning in cash is, you know, it's less traceable, less trackable. It's not a nefarious thing. It's just that, you know, we enjoy our freedom, and mm-hmm. we enjoy our ability to transact business and conduct our lives in the manner that we see fit. And we don't want someone overseeing that.
And it's kind of like the registering guns too, in a sense. You know, it's just another control feature of government, in a mm-hmm. sense. It's like it's none of their business. That's why our founding fathers established a country that we have under our Constitution for our own personal liberty, right?
That's right.
Ability to trade and barter our time mm-hmm. for services, our blood, sweat, and talent. talent, right?
That's right.
And so we'll continue to keep an eye on this. I think we'll look at these articles as they come across our desk, and we'll continue this conversation as you come back again next month. I certainly appreciate your insight today. You've been very valuable.
How do
people get a hold of you?
So they can call 503-885-0789, or they can get in touch with me at bill.sunderland@countryfinancial.com. I know that's a very short email.
Yes, and a website that they can go to.
SunderlandAgency.com.
Okay, and so even with COVID and now through the fires and stuff, if they wanted to have a one-on-one appointment with you can make that happen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah,
I encourage you to get a hold of Bill as soon as possible and look at your insurance. Certainly, any kind of financial planning and all of those things he can help you with. He certainly has been helpful to Terry and I, and I certainly appreciate you being a part of the morning show and being
you.
A co-host and also a sponsor. Thank you for your time. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's been a fun morning. I trust that you have a fantastic weekend. Now, next week, I haven't really talked about this, but I'm actually going to be out of the studio. Yes, remote. We get to go back to Arkansas. Yes, we're going to Arkansas. Going to participate in a bike rally out there. I'm going to bring my radio with me. We're going to have a morning show each and every day from Rogers, Arkansas. So stay tuned on Monday morning, and we'll bring you some news that you can use. Thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you are an overcomer.